Peirce thinks this powerful charge can electrify clouds in the lower atmosphere and create the supposed electronic fog.
As this additional energy comes into the storm activity, it ionizes the air more, and this generates, quote, the electronic fog. And as an airplane approaches, it can disrupt the instruments, cause navigation failure, and spin the compass.
Peirce takes a closer look at the weather on the day Flight 19 disappeared. He thinks the conditions were perfect for an electronic fog, and that's what sent their navigational equipment haywire.
Simply stated, the induced compass bend was a contributing cause for the demise of the flight.
But it's a contentious idea that's rejected by mainstream science and other skeptics of the triangle.
Science can't find this. There is no particular phenomenon called electronic fog. The idea that some kind of electromagnetism is at work knocking out ships and planes is just part of the pseudoscience of the Bermuda Triangle mystery mongers.
So can Peirce back up his theories? Today, he's flying with Bruce Gernon to an area over Florida where he thinks he previously encountered the electronic fog.
You see here, David, it's building up over the Everglades. That's where that electronic fog has been known to form right in that area. So there is some activity going on right now.
Peirce wants to prove the existence of electronic fog and determine the exact conditions that create it by collecting detailed electrical readings in the developing clouds. But then, the plane's electronics start to fail.
I may be having a little problem. I'm getting a low voltage reading.
The plane's power supply drops dangerously low.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
A plane is in trouble at the edge of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it's an electric problem. Getting a big discharge for some reason.